Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're in Moscow tonight. We're here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. We'll be doing that soon. There are risks to conducting an interview like this, obviously, so we've thought about it carefully over many months. Here's why we're doing it. First, because it's our job. We're in journalism. Our duty is to inform people. 2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region, here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians, and it's depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. This war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances, and the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, the system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the U.S. dollar. These are not small changes. They are history-altering developments. They will define the lives of our grandchildren. Most of the world understands this perfectly well. They can see it. Ask anyone in Asia or the Middle East what the future looks like. And yet the populations of the English-speaking countries seem mostly unaware. They think that nothing has really changed. And they think that because no one has told them the truth. Their media outlets are corrupt. They lie to their readers and viewers. And they do that mostly by omission. For example, since the day the war in Ukraine began, American media outlets have spoken to scores of people from Ukraine, and they have done scores of interviews with Ukrainian President Zelensky. We ourselves have put in a request for an interview with Zelensky, and we hope he accepts. But the interviews he's already done in the United States are not traditional interviews. They are fawning pep sessions specifically designed to amplify Zelensky's demand that the U.S. enter more deeply into a war in Eastern Europe and pay for it. That is not journalism. It is government propaganda. Propaganda of the ugliest kind, the kind that kills people. At the same time, our politicians and media outlets have been doing this, promoting a foreign leader like he's a new consumer brand, not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. They've never heard his voice. That's wrong. Americans have a right to know all they can about a war they're implicated in, and we have the right to tell them about it because we are Americans too. Freedom of speech is our birthright. We were born with the right to say what we believe. That right cannot be taken away no matter who is in the White House. But they're trying anyway. Almost 3 years ago, the Biden administration illegally spied on our text messages and then leaked the contents to their servants in the news media. They did this in order to stop a Putin interview that we were planning. Last month, we're pretty certain they did exactly the same thing once again. But this time, we came to Moscow anyway. We are not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States, and we want it to remain prosperous and free. We paid for this trip ourselves. We took no money from any government or group, nor are we charging people to see the interview. It is not behind a paywall. Anyone can watch the entire thing, shot live to tape and unedited, on our website, tuckercarlson.com. Elon Musk, to his great credit, has promised not to suppress or block this interview once we post it on his platform, X, and we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms because that's what they do. They are afraid of information they can't control. But you have no reason to be afraid of it. We are not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview, but we are urging you to watch it. You should know as much as you can. And then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself. Thanks.
We now now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got two heavy hitters here with us. Colonel and Medical Dr. Pete Chambers, Green Beret Commander, and the great Michael Leon, the top wartime correspondent in the world. We got 10 minutes left before Dr. Stella Emanuel comes in studio. So I'm going to have you guys have the floor and host this and make points. So you go ahead and interview Doc here. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Doc. Well, looks like we've got control here for 10 minutes, so we better make the best of it.
Well, we came a long way from Fort Bragg, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I mean, just what Alex just said, we're here to force multiply. I mean, we are Americans, and we're here to take our country. And, you know, interesting, Alex got here sitting on the desk, he goes over a lot of news reports every day. Here's one. The World Economic Forum orders governments to demonetize citizens who believe in conspiracy theories. That's quite interesting because, Coinbase, by the way, has seized my account, Coinbase. A lot of people say, well, why were you in Coinbase to begin with? Well, I was in Coinbase because some people wanted to donate through Coinbase, so I ended up with a Coinbase account. And now Coinbase, who is closely aligned with World Economic Forum, has seized my account seemingly randomly. But Doc, yeah, so here we are. We have a lot of other people coming on that are helping us. We see the energy, as Alex has already said, is changing in our favor. We have a lot of Americans now who are joining and realizing that the threat that we face with this, we have no borders. The borders are gone, right? And anybody who facilitates these open borders is our enemy. For instance, Mayorkas, you know, he threw the Holocaust card when he was during his impeachment hearings and whatnot. I've been supplying information that can help with his impeachment, and as have you and others. And it's on. Doc, what do you have to say about all this?
Right. So, you know, while we have the floor here, let's take it up a notch from the 40,000 foot view, and let's look at the spiritual moral injury of a nation. And the thing that's nearest to us is our soldiers, our veterans. And that right there, with us now pairing up and teaming up with not just us, but across the nation, the Declaration of Military Accountability that happened on January the 1st of this year at 0400 hours, that was signed by 231 participants and then a bunch of people that signed on the petition. That reflects of where the institution, our institution that we hold dear, is at. It's a moral injury that's taken place at the top. And we, as you and I both know, that have been led or led men in combat or in garrison, where the atmosphere of the leadership trickles down. And we've got to really take a look at this, because that accountability, that declaration of military accountability, and that's just one institution. We got so many more, as you're talking about energy and food and all these institutions that have been damaged and demoralized. That is the second and third order effects of what Bezmenov talked about back in the 80s, 90s, when he said, we will take down America from inside. We're seeing that now. This is that time.
Here they go talking about Alejandro Mayorkas. His name's not Alejandro. His name is Alex, right? He you know, transitioned to Alejandro after, you know, I want to say it again. Alex Mayorkas was a board member on HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, before he took over Department of Homeland Security, right? So we've got like Catholic charities and the Lutheran refugee groups and all these others who are using various religious cloaks, let's say, and they're bringing in billions of dollars, quite literally, year after year. We've got, of course, IOM is the main funder of, they're the main engine of the invasion is IOM, the International Organization for Migration. While you're going through U.S. airports, you'll often see people with IOM bags. It'll be a white bag with blue writing or a blue bag with white writing. Sometimes it's OIM, sometimes it's IOM, depending on the language. But if you see people carrying those bags, they're probably aliens. They're probably, so you should ask them. Often they'll show you their papers, right? If you ask them, hey, where are you going to? Now, the Chinese generally will not speak with you. But the others, for instance, Venezuelans, they almost always want to tell their story. Syrians, not so much. They can be quite aggressive. Some of the groups can be very aggressive. But the Chinese are of specific interest, but most of the Chinese, you won't see carrying those bags in the airports. Most of the Chinese slip through more the clandestine ways. Even if they're coming across the border, they throw their passports away on the other side of the border in Mexico. Actually, there's burn barrels on the other side of the border. I've been to the other side on the Mexican side, and you'll see burn barrels where they actually throw their documents into these barrels and burn them before they come into the U.S. so they can't be compromised.
Right, and Michael, I'd like to add to that because on the tactical level of this thing on the ground, when I was in uniform on the Texas border in Del Rio, we had about 17,000 Haitians show up in about a 48-hour period, but there were Chinese. So keep this in mind. This is a technique. You throw 17,000 people in, and then the Chinese come in the periphery. They come in the left and the right, upstream, downstream, and right there in Del Rio, and I think I've taken you there, there's a business that was flying a Chinese flag in Del Rio, Texas, 400 meters from a crossing point. So we know that that connection is there, and that business has subsequently kept the flag down after a couple of locals cut it down.
Right. Yeah, you and I went to that flag. You took me to it.
Yes, sir.
You know, in downtown San Salvador, in El Salvador, I was just over there, they actually have a huge Chinese Communist Party flag in El Salvador. I mean, it's flying at this new library that the Chinese Communist Party just built in El Salvador.
Well, the deepest seawater port in the Mediterranean is Piraeus, Greece, in the port of Athens, and that docking area is two-thirds owned, leased for the next 100 years by China, the deepest seawater port on the Mediterranean.
A great deal of what's going on is about routes and energy, right? A lot of this is what's going on. For instance, that's why I focus so much on Panama, right, and Netherlands and other places like this, because there's numerous layers of the war that's going on. A lot of people just focus on Israel versus Hamas. That's a parking lot fight compared to what's going on. We're talking about straight up World War III is unfolding, and it's
The lockdown of 3 years in the third world, the UN admits starved 84 million people to death. That's not a blip on the radar screen to the public because they're not told. It's all about Hamas and Israel. People, that's all they would talk about. No. There is so much stuff much bigger. We're not poo-pooing what's happening there. That's terrible. But it's massive. The New World Order and BlackRock are taking over all the infrastructure. And we need military men that are trained, that have been through this to defend the Republic. And you guys are doing it. I'm so excited to see so many other great veterans, professionals, really coming out of the woodwork here.
And you can see, like you've said, you say it all the time on your show, the energy is moving to our side now. I can feel it. You know, when you're fighting.
I've been on there 30 years. People used to say I was negative when we were getting our ass kicked. Now they're like, oh, you're being too positive. No, I'm white-pilled, baby.
I can feel it. I feel the energy coming over. You know, when you're doing something big, you're fighting or whatever, you can feel the energy change in the system. We can feel the energy now.
Oh, yeah.
The energy is building. More and more people, we know the names of the enemies.
But that means the enemy's going to really pull the stops out. Can you guys, in closing, speak to, Colonel, lead us in. We only got a minute left here.
Right.
Lead us in a minute-long prayer right now. I know everything's God. If we don't have God on our side, we're done. We do have God, but we need to put it all on God. We can't do this. Only God can. Colonel, lead us in a one-minute prayer.
I'll lead us in a one-minute prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today only servants and broken men. But, Lord, we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you empty us of anything that is not humble. Lord, you give us the strength, you give us wisdom, and you teach us how to be left a bang. You've traded our hands for war with your powerful sword of the Spirit. And Lord, we ask you that we be penetrating in our truth. And Lord, we give these things to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, beautiful. How do they find you, Colonel? How do they find you, Jan?
I hope they don't find me, but I think probably drpetechambers.com.
All right.
And I'm on X, just Michael_Jan, Yankee Oscar November.
By the way, I've got so much evil happening right now to us, but so much good. Such good stuff's happening right now behind the scenes. I've got these other guests coming in, but I really should just leave with the stuff that I've just learned behind the scenes. Got a lot of people calling me right now, but I'm going to do the best I can. Gentlemen, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Love you
I
guys.
I really appreciate
sir.
It.
All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel's coming in here. And I may just have her and Witski host because I got some big stuff behind the scenes I got to deal with right now. But this is important, too. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Emmanuel is our guest in studio. We had technical issues when she was almost a few weeks ago, so I asked her to come up here from Houston, and she's with us. She's a great medical doctor, one of the first to come out against the shot, come out against the lie, and come out with the therapeutics, and she's been vindicated. But I wanted to get her on here to talk about Disease X. They're saying it's imminent, it's coming, doing all this gain of function, and then we see record deaths happening, the life expectancy dropping, from the shots, from all of it. The people don't know how to protect themselves. This is all about action and how to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So Dr. Stella Emanuel, great to have you here in studio.
Always a pleasure, Alex. I think the American people need to wake up, not just the American people, the world, because we are in a battle, in a war. And like I said, you do with InfoWars, and we're going up the borders.
And that's not words. We're in a war.
We're
Satan.
In a war.
This is real.
We're in a serious war, and they are trying to destroy humanity. And humanity needs to wake up with that mindset of we are in a war and live your life with preparation that you are in a war. You know, you heard about Disease X, and this started in 2018. They just wanted to put a placemaker for a pandemic that will come. WHO is talking about that there will be a pandemic. And
remember, Fauci laughed. Oh, Trump's going to get challenged.
Yes. Yeah. And some said they are not stopping. This is an election year, and they're going to try to bring some kind of pandemic. We had, there was an article that was written. This was like, there was an article in December. They talked about
how. By the way, you know I've got a family emergency right now, so just go ahead and host. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. I'm not disrespecting. Go ahead.
Yes, they said there was going to be an article that is going. They wrote an article about declaration of federal registered declaration for public readiness for Ebola and Marburg, and that's kind of crazy. Why would they get up and start talking about Ebola and Marburg? This was November 27, 2023. And then, of course, December 19, there was an article in Market Watch about a Texas biomed lab that is already at a phase two clinical trials for vaccine against Marburg and Ebola. And this was in San Antonio. And, of course, where did they do this training? They did volunteers from Kenya, and from Uganda so that they can try and use them to talk about Marburg and Ebola. Why is the country talking about Marburg and Ebola? I would say this about, I don't want people to be scared about what we're talking, because Marburg and Ebola have not succeeded to be a true pandemic. Reason, if Marburg and Ebola could be a pandemic, by now it would have hit many nations. Many times how Marburg and Ebola has come up, it has not become a pandemic because of the way the disease runs. A virus that kills its, host is not a good pandemic. But the issue with Marburg and Ebola is that when they come out, people get sick. People get like this diarrhea and bloody flux, and you know the people are sick. With COVID, flu, and all this other stuff, when you get sick, when you start transmitting the disease, it goes in the air and stuff like that, and people, you can just cough and get people infected. But with Marburg, it's not something that is transmitted by droplets, or you don't cough on people and they catch Marburg. So people should not be scared about Marburg like that. What you need to do is just be careful. And before people can transmit Marburg and Ebola, they are already sick. So if the government is already planning, they said the Federal Registry had a readiness for Ebola and Marburg November 27, 2023. That means they are planning something. This is an election year. So you do not be surprised. I will not be surprised if they get up and said, okay, Marburg and Ebola is around. But here's the issue. Both Marburg and Ebola, they are single-stranded RNA viruses. Like every other single-stranded RNA virus, they are sensitive to zinc. And they are sensitive to not just zinc, but to something like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. That is why my cry, my scream to everybody in America listening to my voice is that make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Whether you go across to Mexico and get it, or you go on our website and do a telemedicine appointment and get it, or you go to your wherever, but just make sure that you are prepared. Why do I say single-stranded RNA viruses? They are sensitive to zinc, but zinc cannot enter into the cell. So what happens is, zinc needs something to open the channel so that zinc can go into the cell. So that is why you're going to need something like hydroxychloroquine or quercetin. Quercetin is over the counter, and you can actually buy it. It's quercetin, you can buy it just as a supplement that opens zinc channels and allows zinc to go into the cell. So that combination that we have with hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or quercetin and with vitamins like vitamin D and zinc can help with Marburg, it can help with Ebola, it can help with all kinds of viruses, especially if they are single-stranded viruses. So that's why I tell people, when you guys hear these things, just be prepared. Don't be scared and don't wait till something really, really bad happens and you get scared. Like I said, with Marburg and Ebola, I will not be too terrified because except, of course, they do some kind of genetic modification on the thing to make it more effective. Most times they cannot become true pandemics, but they are floating it. The government is also talking about disease X. The WHO, everybody are talking about disease X. Disease X is not a particular disease. Disease X is whatever they plan to do. In fact, they said COVID was the first disease X. It's a placeholder for some pandemic that will happen. And Tedros, the head of WHO, said about 20% of people are going to be, they're going to die from this new pandemic. So I don't know what they are talking about, but disease X is not a real disease. It's a placeholder for whatever it is that they're going to release. But let me keep everybody, like I said, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to get you with a preparation mindset. I want to tell everybody, regardless of what diseases these demons bring up, remember that they don't want their families to die and they themselves don't want to die. So they will always have a solution hidden somewhere, and it is our job to find this solution and tell people before it really happens. So when you start hearing about disease X, don't get scared, don't get frightened, don't get all combobulated. Just be prepared medically and make
That's
sure
That's right. Dr. Stella Emanuel, stay there.
Yes.
We're live. It's Tuesday, February 6, 2024. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Infowars.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're finding InfoWars. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We got a beautiful lady. She's not just physically beautiful, her soul's beautiful. Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's an original OG going back 4 years ago saying this is a lie, this is a fraud, and offending people. She's also a sponsor of the show. And I only promote things I believe in. Our supplements are great. She's got even a bigger line of the highest quality stuff that me and my family use. And so we're talking about God gave us things to prepare and to be ready and to know what's going on. I take her supplements. My dad, my family take it. Let's talk some about the amazing supplements people will find right now on your website, DrStellaMD.com, DrStellaMD.com, promo code Alex to get big discounts. You've also got telemedicine, so people can stock up on ivermectin and all these other things. And I can't tell you, you know, I bought it from you before we were working with you. I knew you for years, but I've stockpiled it. I just hand it out. This is so important to be ready. Record level deaths going on from the shots and from all the things going on. and they just keep it on the back burner now. People don't know what to do. So, Dr. Stella, talk about the products and what you think people should do to protect themselves.
I think I always say that everybody needs to have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. It's not something that you should wait till you get sick. People are.
And you explain in Africa, everybody has it.
Yes.
Africa had the lowest death rate from COVID.
From COVID, yes, because they have it in the medicine cabinet. They have it over the counter. But here, you cannot get it over the counter. So the best thing is to, you go on our website, you make a telemedicine appointment, and then you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Before, you know, there was an article that came out in the NIH that on January 7th, that Zika, that hydroxychloroquine actually works to treat Zika virus.
By the way, my doctor, I'm not going to say his name, he owns clinics all over Texas. He's like, you know, triple medical doctor and a scientist. I've been going to him for like 6-7 years, and they have been pushing the last 2 years just to routinely take ivermectin, all the things you've been saying, because
yes,
the science is clear now.
Yes. So what I do, I've been taking weekly hydroxychloroquine for 4 years. I've really not gotten sick. You know, when my family...
That's a low dose. My dad used to get sick all the time. Never get sick
dose,
now.
Yes. Just a very low dose. It doesn't affect your heart when you take that low dose. You know what I'm saying? People that have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, they are taking it for years. Some people take weekly hydroxy. Some people take weekly ivermectin. I have hundreds of thousands.
And my dad takes two little pills a week.
Yes. You know, Medscape did an article on me that I was the highest prescriber of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in the country. Hey, yeah, because I am telling people, be safe. Do not sit down and wait for whether it's Ebola or Zika or whatever. Because, like I said, these things are single-stranded RNA viruses.
What does ivermectin do that blocks it?
Ivermectin works in many, many ways. But one of the things that ivermectin does is like it functions as an ionophore. It opens channels and allows zinc in. It stops replication.
So
of
zinc kills viruses, it opens the channel.
Yes.
It
opens the door. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, quercetin, they all open the door for zinc to go into the cell. But ivermectin also works later because it stops replication of the virus. It actually stops the virus from like clinging to your cells and staying there. So it works in many, many ways. This little molecule called ivermectin does like a whole lot of things. And we've known for years how great these medicines are. In fact, there are articles even on NIH about ivermectin and cancer. I mean, I don't treat cancer. I'm not an oncologist. But if you go on NIH and put ivermectin and cancer, you will see articles.
Well, that's what hurt them three, 4 years ago, is they would say it doesn't work. You could go there. There was hundreds of studies on their own website.
Yeah, hundreds of studies on the NIH website. There are hundreds of studies. And if you can just,
they're just hoping you don't look it up.
Yes. You know, when they started talking about Ebola, of course, I'd like to go on NIH website and dig up. I found an article about proteases and peptides that help to break the outer shell of the Ebola virus. And that's why we put together what I call Viral Immune Plus. This thing has all these peptides and proteases that will help like break the cell of the virus and build your immunity against all
and
of
what's
these
the name
viruses.
Again?
You know, remember you like this one, the Viral Immune Plus.
No, it tastes good.
Yes, it tastes good. So and then Covilite has vitamin C, vitamin D, has quercetin, has NAC, has all this stuff in it. So that way, when you take them, it kind of builds your immunity and stops you from being able to, like, you know, get sick. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, the ingredients in your products are amazing.
Yeah, so that's why I tell people, don't wait till you get sick. Start taking supplements now. It's not just about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. It's to make sure your vitamin D levels are up. Most, if you notice, Alex, that people get a lot of viruses during the winter.
Yeah.
Because during the winter, there's no sun. People hide in their homes and their vitamin D levels are down. So when we have, if you have our product, Covivites, it has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. So you can have everything that you need to stay healthy. And this stuff works. This is not something that people should wait and say, no, we're going to wait till next.
Hey, my dad was almost dead. It saved him.
Yeah. So people should stop and say, no. A young lady pregnant, 30 weeks and sick, and they were just looking at her and waiting for her to die. And then I brought her in, gave her breathing treatment with budesonide, put her on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which we give to pregnant women, we give to newborn babies, we give to old people. These are safe drugs. So America, don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till they throw some crazy virus and you're running helter-skelter. Be prepared now.
And by the way,
be prepared now.
You are totally vindicated with all the other doctors and scientists. all these treatments were real. They tried to suppress it. It's come out. They're evil.
Mm-hmm. They're evil. These people are evil. That's the bottom line. They are very evil. And their whole thing is they want... Look at what the wars is to kill people. They are trying to stop food production, right? You know about the farmers in Europe that are rioting right now because they want to bring famine. Right now, the war in Ukraine and Russia, Russia and Ukraine were the greatest producer of wheat and also and grains. You understand what I'm saying? So the war actually just pushes famine all over the world. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 6, the third seal the third seal is famine. The second seal is a sword. But what is the first seal in Revelation 6, Alex? They said it was a crown and a jab, which is actually a crown. A crown is corona. The Bible talks about it that, you know, the first horse went out and he was given a crown, which is corona, and was given a bow, which is actually interpreted like a poisonous dart, which is the shot. So these things have been written, predicted in the Bible, and they are working just...
And it predicts the green horse of pestilence.
Yes. So, and then the famine, pestilence... The fourth horse is famine, pestilence, death, and all that stuff. And we are seeing it. We are seeing young people die of cancers. We are seeing young people get...
They admit it's all exploding.
It's all just coming through. This is what I tell people if you've been vaccinated and you took the vaccine and you made a mistake. Just repent. If you go on our website, there's a whole thing we do there. Repent and pray. This stuff is luciferous. Alex, inside the COVID vaccine... The biomarker is luciferous. Go look in the Moderna website.
That's the patent.
Yes, but I tell you what, luciferous is Lucifer. And anything that is the devil, at the mention of the name of Jesus, it can be uprooted. So we've prayed for people.
Oh, you're not just saying this. All the studies show that people that pray beat cancer more.
Yes, we've prayed for people that took the vaccine, and we prayed for them, and they got healed from heart disease. We had a program in front of, you know, one of these hospitals in Houston, and there was a lady there that was paralyzed, and we just prayed for her and prayed for that luciferous thing to come out of her. And she got released in front of everybody. A miracle. It happened in front of everybody. So we've seen heart attacks, people that have issues with the vaccine. Prayer works. Why? Because this stuff is demonic. When something is luciferous, at the mention of the name of Jesus, it has to be uprooted. So if you go on our website, there's a place for prayer that you can actually pull up that prayer, pray to regenerate your DNA, the same way Christ regenerated.
And even for scientists, they admit... Even if they don't believe in God, which we know is real, you're ordering your spirit that's controlling your body, you're ordering your body to do something.
Yes. If you go into, like, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 says, salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. What happened in the Garden of Eden was a DNA corruption, a spiritual DNA corruption. That is why we all come down from that lineage and we're all crazy as human beings. But when you pray, you regenerate your DNA. So you deal with the spiritual part.
You're baptized.
Yes.
Stay there. Dr. Sil Emanuel is on fire.
Hallelujah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist's point of view, I think you're like out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns are totally a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put something.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that be?
Oh my God. Poor shit.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Yeah, InfoWars.com, our X channel, Band.Video, are on fire. And I had had great Doc Chambers and Michael Yon in last hour, and you can feel the momentum shift, you can feel the victory. Doesn't mean we're winning the war yet, but we're winning the battles now. Dr. Stella Emanuel, before we get into protecting ourselves, the great products you've got at drstellaemanuel.com, the promo code Alex supports the show, supports everybody, 360 win. You lead major prayer revivals out of your ranch. You're a woman of God. I can feel the Holy Spirit with you right now. Talk about God and the fight we're against and lead us in some prayer.
We are doing a monthly deliverance service. And the reason why we do that is because a lot of people are fighting a battle that is spiritual and they don't know how to fight back. So we have a ranch in just outside outside Patterson. It's about 2 hours from here. And people come there and they stay for free. They come 3, 4, 5 days and they stay there and we pray with them and they deal with depression, drug addiction, just a lot of spiritual stuff that people cannot handle by themselves. And it's totally free. So whatever you do on our website, whatever we do, we try to do this stuff free for people. So they come there, they stay for free. They don't have to pay rent or anything. And not only that, we also have a food pantry where people can come and get food for free and everything. So we're trying our best to help people.
A biblical system. And look, Roger Stone wasn't really an atheist, but he didn't really believe in God. When he got totally in trouble, some Christians came and prayed with him. And he calls me all the time, telling me about Jesus and crying. I mean, it's real. And literally, the day he gave his life to God, everything changed the next day.
Yes, yes. I speak to Roger all the time. He's amazing.
And you know how he is.
Yes. We've started, because the election is coming and it's going to be crazy, we started doing a space at 8 p.m. at night on X to actually pray for the election, pray for President Trump. If you go on my X handle, I always call it today. Go on my X handle. You can actually sign up to come for the space.
And what is your X handle?
Stella_Emanuel.
Beautiful.
So that we can pray for the election, pray for these demons, and pray for them to for their.
That's right. We're supposed to pray for them, not hate them.
Yes.
They want the hate back. God said, Jesus said, give them love, heaps coals on their backs.
It depends whether they are human or not. If they are human, we love them and bring them to Christ. If they are non-human, and a lot of them are non-human, we release the fire of God to consume them. For real.
Explain that, and then talk about the why they fear Trump so much, because he's not perfect. I'm not either. Mm-hmm. They legitimately are scared of him and Tucker Carlson, and they're scared of me. They're scared of you. What is it they're scared of?
They don't want people that are going to stand and bring the people for people's minds to open. I tell people there are a lot
of
Christians.
We're not afraid of what they're afraid of.
Yes, we're not. I tell people about President Trump. They're like, President Trump, whether he's a Christian or not, that doesn't matter. We're not looking for a pastor.
He's been risen up.
We're not even looking for a pastor. We're looking for a president. See, God calls people in a position of leadership, like the Pharaoh in the days of Joseph.
That's right. So many times he calls somebody that isn't even a good.
Yes, Nebuchadnezzar was the fourth chapter of Daniel was written by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a Babylonian king, and Cyrus was called a servant of God. So whether Trump is a Christian or not, it doesn't matter. And I know he is. At least he's Presbyterian.
But what you're saying is if God chooses you, you don't have a choice.
God chooses people all the time to work. And you can see that the anointing.
That
of
happened
the
to me. I was always a Christian, but I didn't know. God literally said, you're doing this.
Yeah, you know that. President Trump has the anointing of the president. You can feel,
you see it.
You could see it that
he's a king.
Yes, the anointing is upon him. It's not on Biden, the bumbling fool that we have in the White House. You know what I'm saying? And we have to pray if we're going to be able to bring God's plan for the nation. The Lord told us yesterday.
So that's why they're so scared is they can see the anointing.
Yes, and they know that. He knows what they are doing, and he has a call to actually dismantle their system. That's why they're scared of him.
That's why no weapon formed against him prospers.
Yes, no matter what they do. Because when God anoints you and calls you, he protects you, and it doesn't matter. They tried to destroy me, but I still rise because they didn't call me. They tried to silence me. They didn't give me my
voice. You were talking in the break about feeling the Holy Spirit together. Yes. When the brethren get together, I can feel God's will. It's not even me. It's like, you're doing this.
Once you just submit to his will, then you do what he needs to do. There are people God is calling in this time. And guess what? People are coming to the Lord. Look at Joe Rogan already reading the Bible. You all need to lead him to Christ.
No, he's suddenly talking about
somebody needs to lead him to Christ.
He's coming there.
Yeah, because he's reading the Bible and talking. I'm like, Joe Rogan reading the Bible and cussing. But somebody needs to just truly lead him to Christ. Because there are people like him that have been called, that are waiting.
He'll be like Saul of Tarsus.
Yes. Joe Rogan will be on fire once they lead him to Christ. So can you guys do it, please?
I'm trying. Can you imagine Joe Rogan once he gets the Holy Spirit?
I'll be praying for him that he will give his life to Christ, because he's beginning to get it. He's talking about Gilgamesh and talking about the Tower of Babel and talking about Revelation 6 and the mark of the
beast. And he has guests on about God now.
Yes, yeah, so he needs to, once he, God finally just
it's
connects
like come to the flame, join us. It's,
yes, even what's his name, the British guy, he's talking about Jesus now. He's talking about God. What's his name? He used to be in the Hollywood and now he's, you know, he's a British podcast.
Russell Brand
is like, man, I'm
no, I was on the show for 3 hours. He just sat there and listened to me, and after he said, no, I believe in God now.
Yes, I mean, so God, this whole battle is calling,
because you see it, it's all spiritual.
Yes, people know that evil is coming, and what can solve evil is God. And if you are there and you don't know what to do,
that's right, evil is coming because we forgot God.
Yes, that is why. Call on the name of Jesus. You see, whenever people turn away from God, God gave them into captivity. God gave them
lead
to the hands
prayer.
Of their
lead
enemies. Yes. So, Father, I just want to pray for everybody listening to the sound of my voice, that the veil will come off your mind and you will see the glorious light of the gospel. That, Jesus, you will touch the hearts of people all over the world, all over the nation, that the hearts of the nations will come back to you in the name of Jesus. I pray, I rebuke the spirit of fear, that your people will not be fearful, but they will arise and stand strong in the name of Jesus. I pray for the church to wake up and begin to pray and seek your face. Your word says that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, you say you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins and heal our land. I pray, Father, that you begin to draw us to you, draw the church to you, and start exposing all the false prophets that are taking people away from you. And the remnants, oh God, even the patriots that are fighting in the front line, that your hand of protection will be upon them, upon Alex, upon everybody that is standing and holding the baton in this frontline battle in the name of Jesus, that your hand will be upon them. I pray that you start just drawing them closer to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the peace of America, that you will restore this nation. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for peace over the world in the name of Jesus. King of glory, we give you praise, and I pray that the blood will be released on our behalf in Jesus' name. Amen.
And that blood's unstoppable.
Yes, the blood of Jesus will be released. Hallelujah. Alex, I just pray for God's hand of protection upon you, that he will just build. The Bible says that Jerusalem was a city without walls, that God will build a wall of fire, that God will build a wall of fire around you, release angels to watch over you and protect you, and just give you wisdom to do the work that you're doing.
I can feel it.
Yes, and his hand will be upon your life. I pray for you all the time. I'm sure you know that.
I know. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
When I see something going, I'll be like, oh, God, protect Alex. Watch over him. And, you know, so we just have to pray. And that is why we start doing that 8 p.m. on Sunday nights. We're going to be praying till the election, praying for the election, praying to, you know, to set confusion.
And that's why they try to shut down the churches during COVID.
Yes, set confusion and expose them. Yes.
All right, we'll come right back. Wow. We got more to cover.
And wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.